weeks. Okay, so we've been looking at Perkei Krishma the last few weeks. I'd like to take a look at a piece in the Maral on Smichas Gul L'Tfilah. He has two pieces, very similar in many ways. Remember again, this is a Likut, so it's not really, it's something that, not always exactly on the Tfilah, but over here he gives two very important Yesodos. Let's take a look first at the bottom of the page. He speaks about the Inya bin Semakul Tfilah, and this piece comes from the Siva Voda of the Siva Tfilah, where he speaks about this Inya. Ubi Rabbeinu Inya Bezer. Vizela Shani, Katfila Dveikus Adam Bilosi Yisbarach. Tfila is a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Be'etzim what Tfila is. Ve'eina Dveikus Azera Kasheina Tafsa Shus Acherim V'nigal Misham. You can only be Dovuk in Ribbono Shel Olam if you're not Dovuk to something else. You can't be firmly attached to two things. One of them you're more firmly attached, one of them less firmly attached. So if a person is in a different world than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not mechuba. So geula means taking something out of one rishus into another rishus. Let's talk a little bit about this inyan of geula, giving it a more specific definition, the way the Maral explains it, and the way it makes sense. Sort of superficially, the word Geula works along with the words like Yeshua, Ezra, I helped somebody, I saved somebody, I got somebody out of a tough situation. Those are all Lashonos of getting somebody out of a tough situation. That Lashon is not really what the word Geula is. Let's use the word Geula in the right sense of the word. You have it, let's say, by Boaz is the best example. Boaz's kin had been trapped in Moab, and their properties had been sold. So you had a situation where everything that the person had or was inside another entity. In other words, my wife was by someone else. My property was by someone else. There's a parasha of Geula where we could be personal Goalim, and that's in the parasha of in the end of Ayikra, where you have Geula Savodim and Geula Karkos, where if a person has a close kin who became a slave, or a close kin who sold his nachla, I can go along and redeem that nachla, or whatever it is. That redemption means me reclaiming it to my world where it rightfully belongs. So reclaiming something to my world where it rightfully belongs is the act of geula. So it's not the fact that the person is saved. So Lamash, let's say I see somebody else enslaving somebody and I go and chase him away. That's Yeshua, that's Ezra, that's Hatzalah, many words for that. But geula is I take you back to where you belong. It's really about moving something to a place that is rightfully his. And therefore, once there was a geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goel Klal Yisrael, that means Klal Yisrael was moved to the place that's rightfully theirs. So even though now we have shibudim, but once HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made a geula ready, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu had put a sign on us, property of God. You know, it belongs to put it back in its place. You know, Lashem Ratzim Loya, put back Chayis on its place. That's what it means over here.
Isn't the Haggadah Mechalik to be Vesi and Baalti?
So the Vesi is when we get to our final destination. But the very fact that I make a declaration, so Lamashal, when I go and I redeem somebody who's a slave, even before he's moved, the act of redemption is the act of conceptually moving him from A to B, from being in circle A to being in circle B.
It's the designation, not the absolute.
Huh?
It's the designation, but it's not actually.
Right. Correct. Now, then there's a physical move to move in, but the etzem designation, correct. Just like Yovel is a ge'ul of avodim, so there's a period of time by Yovel, it says, when the avodim don't actually go home, but the free people, they're not worship, they don't have to work for their particular master from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, they just sit around and wait to go back to their own property. Yes, that point they're redeemed. So redemption is really the HaKadosh Baruch Hu placing his ownership on us. So being that tefillah is an act of connecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and being that ge'ula is a necessary prerequisite, you can't belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu really when you belong somewhere else. Therefore being Seymour Gula Tefillah is important, he says. The Bekach Omruka and Seymour Gula Tefillah ain't a Nizza Kolosayom. When it says somebody is Seymour Gula Tefillah, he's not hurt all that day. Dovazem Neka Mazikim Kasha Sholtim Be'echot Yamazik Mashu Seif Seif Sholim Fa'acha. Kasha Seymour Gula Tefillah Yoytzadach Acha. Benech Zeh Shol Baruch Hu Vusisra Meginay. So, the smichas gula tefillah says you don't get hurt all day. It says eino nizok. Nizok means someone else perpetrates an act against you. There's that nekuda of it being you are at someone else's mercy. So that's the nekuda that happens at gula. So Prince of Sema gula tefillah, he is not in the striking range of those others. Avlagula bolvad afki gula samitzrayim lekachto my love kasha ino the machtes atzal shemesbach ino shemesbach matzaser acher raka shemispalul miyad shas nirach shas shemesbach is everilo. So this is the point that you made, Jonathan. Tefillah would be like the act of a vesi. I now move myself into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rishus. And v'chein v'shvil ha'tfil v'lvad sho'ev Hashem Yisparach v'shvil zeh einem esul shosh davachem k'av mitzrayim v'shot machem av shevali ev v'shem al Hashem Yisparach v'lekach mitzar ha'tfil v'lvad in lo yimash v'shvil zeh lisha tukoy rak ha'shem maska g'ulo v'zeo misul k'vishiv v'achirim nechza Hashem Yisparach k'ash espar elov v'shvil kach ein achem sholt melov. Okay, so that's the point. That's one point. Let's take a look on the left hand column. He brings a Micha Mocha, Baruch Hashem Gol Yisrael. He brings a point that he makes a Kedusha Goddess that's similar to this. Bechol Mokem Sheish Geula Ein Shulton Amazik Ki A Geula Yishegoyim Sheyigal Oysim Shos Achav Hashem Sbar Lekach Sol Elov Valekir Goyim Sheshem Sbarach Vein Mazik Shot Pem Vam Chomer Sargul Tfein Zekol Ayom. And so on. So he says in the Kedusha Goddess pretty much exactly what he said here, that Geula is the act of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking you out of somewhere else. Tefillah is the act of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you maneuver that successfully, you are not in anyone else's Rishus. Now he has another pshat. This is going back to the bottom again. Shakasha Samar Gula Tefillah Dova Zehu Atoiva Gomal HaKoyel So it says over here, you know, Vizer Ois, Tachas Ahor Yavnas Alikim, that they will worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu once they go out of Mitzrayim. It means the purpose of the Geula is realized in Avodas Hashem. So if a person is Somer Gula Tefillah, that connection is the tachlis. And again, going back to like Vevesi, Geula is a pivotal point, but if it's not culminated in this, we don't have the Ikka. Kim hoisa Geula, next page, v'loi hoya Geula shalaka jesba lavoida, rak shia kamoyam ache, in kin la Geula bishalavoida, ubezeo la shem yisbar tzurachoyna lehem, kein kana likil yisbar. He says there has to be, because it would be lacking in the point of Geula, like we described before. If after they would leave Mitzrayim, they would be able to do their own thing, then the pshat is that it's that it's not a geula to Hashem Yisparach, and the middle it's not a geula. Akash Baruch might be saving them, but he's not being goal them. Here the pshat is he's taking them out in order to do something, and that make that in a certain sense the avod the which turns it a geula. Yes.
Would having kavana be almost like an act of personal geula?
In a certain sense, yes, because that connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, correct? So Geula really is, I would call it, it's the Makabe Patish. It sort of provides the culminating point of the Geula that makes into Geula. HaShem Yisbarach did the first step, and that's the nature of Geula. But the to turn a saving into a Geula requires this point over here. So he's going back. Vesatoiva Sisi is. It says over there. He's going. It says that Toiva Sisi means I was semer gula tefila, and he's explaining why that's called Toiv. The ultimate Toiv is because it provides that click which is mechaber the two together. Let's talk about one more nekud over here. The klal is that everything goes basa de chasima. That whenever you have a bracha, the chasima is the most crucial part of the bracha. You can leave out many parts of the content of the bracha as long as the chasima of the bracha is right. Everything that we say goes baser hasima. The Kol Gadol is also lamashal in Gemara. It is the bottom line is the bottom line. If you have two shitas in the Gemara, the second sheet is usually understood as being the one that is the halachas like. If you have two ikadamris, it's usually the one it's the second one that you paskin like. Except there are exceptions, but that's it. So in other words, hasima and more than that, you need to have the bracha, the end of the bracha has to be me'ina chasima. There has to be some indication in the bracha that the chasima is going where it's headed to. And the point is, we have here at the end of Krishna, we have a bracha that speaks about all of the nisim and flaws that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in Mitzrayim, and how much he's helped us, and how much he's been there for us, and so on and so forth. Those are all part of that. The chasima is Gal Yisrael. So the chasima is something which is going to explain to me what's the motif in the whole bracha. The whole bracha itself is not about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us, and so on and so forth. The helping and the nisim flows are all part and parcel of some sort of point of geula. Let's add one more piece to explain its kesher with Krishna. In other words, we said that the brachas of Krishna have to give you a sort of sense of Krishna. It's giving you the picture of Krishna. So we explained that Shema Yisrael is a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being everything and so on and so forth. We start with recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world of Teva. That's the first bracha. We then recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the specific relation to Klal Yisrael and Torah. That's the Ruchnistic world. That's the second one. We say Kriya Shema, and the result of Kriya Shema is Geula. In other words, we emulate Hashem Echad by saying we are be'etzem part of that. we have no rishus but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I were to put it in different words, it's the practical application of Krishna in a more global sense is Geula. Because if Geula would just be if the bracha after Krishna is just a litany of wonderful things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, then why isn't it before Krishna? Why is that the bracha after Krishna? I mean, the brachas before Krishna are leading up to the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu through nature. I recognize him through Matan Torah and a special Avod Kol Yisrael. Okay, what about the rest of the stuff? So if you want to list the Nisim and Flores and the Tevis HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, so list it before Krishna. Let it be a third bracha. Let it be part of a second bracha before Krishna. The answer is, this is a very different perspective on the events. It's telling us on a personal level all the events that transpired from Yetzias Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim to Yetzias Mitzrayim, are all part of Geula, which makes us be Am Hashem. So the including all those pieces in that structure, that's all part and parcel of that. So the way he's explaining it, it really gives us a much better perspective on this whole Indian over here of how the brachas are set up. The brachas that lead up to the Heregash Baruch Hu, the Heregash Baruch Hu Echad, and the Halacha Lemaisa from the Heregash Baruch Hu Echad, that we are an Ummah that went from a Rishus of others to Rishus that's called Kula Kadosh Baruch Hu. The second bracha emphasizes how we move towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, we recognize it's like the understanding that this is right. It's how we recognize it's right. The brachas gula is that we see ourselves, what we are is Am Hashem. That's our mitzvah. That's our essence. It's being meshabed all of yourself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Shema
is the hakara of it. Correct, but this geula is the big picture of that. It's a hemshach of that. It's a big picture, however you want to call it. Okay, say it. Hold here. Yeah.
How would you understand Golal Dam? Meaning, like the person.
Golal Dam is also it's my responsibility to somebody. There's been an injustice in the world, and it's my responsibility to right it. However, we'll understand how it writes it, but I'm the one who has to do it. It's his blood has been wrong, and I'm the one who's writing it. Okay, Mercedes. Yours.